Vincentians and other Caribbean nationals will require an electronic travel authorization or ETA to enter the United Kingdom from January 8, 2025. Resident British Commissioner Jeff Patton, in an interview with NBC News, says that the ETA is designed to improve delivery and streamline the digital immigration system in the United Kingdom. He says this hopefully will lead to quicker and more secure entry for people who pass through the UK borders every year.
It's designed to improve delivery and streamline digital immigration system in the UK. Hopefully it will lead to quicker and more secure entry for people who pass through the UK border every year. This is something the UK government's introducing worldwide for all visitors to the UK. The ETA was rolled out for the Middle East about 6 months ago. The Caribbean, including St. Vincent, is part of phase two of the rollout. So it's for all the visa-free countries, all the countries that require that do not require a visa to the UK and the Caribbean will need an ETA. So anyone can apply from now or from the 27th of November onwards. All applications are online. The key date, though, is that all St. Vincent nationals will require an ETA from the 8th of January 2025 onwards. So prior to that date, you can still arrive in the UK without an ETA. After the 8th of January, you will need an ETA.
Patton says the application takes less than 10 minutes to complete, and applicants will get a response immediately or in 3 working days. He says the application costs roughly £10 sterling or about 35 Eastern Caribbean dollars. Patton adds that the ETA is not a visa.
Quite a simple process, I understand. It should take no more than 10 minutes or so online, and you'll get an answer either immediately or within 3 working days. What you need to go to the UK website, gov.uk, and all the information that you need is on there. It will cost £10 sterling, that's about 35 EC dollars at current exchange rate. It will be valid for 2 years or until your passport expires. So if you get an ETA today and your passport expired in 18 months, the ETA will expire in 18 months. If you get an ETA today and your passport is valid for 10 years, the ETA will expire after 2 years. Now, what the ETA does is take some basic biometric information, name, date of birth, passport number, things like that, and it runs that against a security database, essentially. I stress it's not a visa.
Patton explains that Vincentian passport holders can, until January 8th, 2025, travel to the United Kingdom without an ETA.
No, you don't need a US visa, not at all. St. Vincent passport holders can still travel visa-free to the UK to go for tourism, to go for vacation, to visit family, etc. That's still visa-free, but you will need, from the 8th of January next year, you will need to have an ETA. Now, you can either download the ETA to your phone, have it on your phone. You'll show it to the, if you're traveling with Virgin from AIA to Heathrow, you'll need to show it to the Virgin staff, and they'll let you on the plane. And when you get to the UK, you'll need to show it to the immigration staff, who will see you at Heathrow. Or you can print a copy off, stick it in your back pocket, something like that.
Resident British Commissioner Jeff Patton. Patton asserts that there is no correlation between the ETA and the United Kingdom's crackdown on the misuse of citizenship by investment programs. I'm Colvin Harry with today's special report.